Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Бхагавате Васудевая. Ом намо Бхагавате Васудевая. Let me welcome you for this third session in our Temple of the Heart seminar, which is distributed into the morning and evening classes. In this seminar, or let us say in this series of connected lectures, we are trying to find the path to the heart, to our own heart. And we don't mean this in an, let me say, sentimental or just purely emotional way. That's the word, emotional way. No, we are trying to find the path to that place in which all the spiritual realizations take place. We have said that Krishna consciousness is not a purely intellectual process, but it is a process of transformation, and the transformation takes place in the heart, or you could say it's the purification of the heart. Now, when we speak of purification, we can also use the philosophical term the uncovering of the heart, and I mean it in a philosophical way, meaning that there is our spiritual heart, but it is covered by the dense layers of avidya, or inner darkness, ignorance also, and false ego, which makes a knot around this heart, a knot which keeps the heart shrunken and not which closes and closed to spiritual realization. So in this little seminar, it's really only a pre-taster, and I do hope at a time to come I will be able to serve your community with a much more elaborate and more systematic presentation. Even in this little pre-taster, all we hope to do is that we hope to give valuable inspirations for you, which you pursue in your own spiritual life and for your own spiritual advancement. That is our hope, and this seminar will only work for you if you carefully look for new inspirations, things which you may not have yet seen with this new perspective which you get to learn, and then you need to apply it in your life in order to make it work for you. Thank you very much. So without further ado, I would like to now take you into that part of my presentation which I enjoy the most. I hope you like it also. It's about the holy name. As you may have heard, there are now very valuable retreats offered here come, I saw Mahatma Prabhu just entering. He is one of the devotees who offer japa and kirtan retreats and so on. And Giriraj Swami offers. And in Vrindavan there is this Vasana japa retreat. I just heard we have already 170 bookings. So in ISKCON that means 300 something people will come, because most of our devotees are belonging to the non-booking species. they just show up. Fine, we are what we are. So you are most welcome to come to one of these retreats, as they are offered by many facilitators now in our movement. It can help you. So here I will take you on a tour de force. I don't believe that's an English word. We have the Tour de France. That's a bicycle tour through France and Europe. This is a tour de force. It means you will have to be absolutely concentrated to get something out of it. And I will shake you a little bit, but that's nice. We will recite this verse, and because we are short of time, I will directly go into the translation. Nama Chintamani Krishnas. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Puna Shuddho Nitya Mukto. Vinadvang nama namino, nama chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya rasa vigraha, Ona shuddho nitya mukto. Vinatvang nama naminoho. Translation. It's a glorification of the holy name from the Padma Purana. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. You can get anything you want from this holy name, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete. It is the form of all transcendental mellows. Mellow is a term, Sanskrit is rasa. It means the taste which you get when you are in a relationship, a very invigorating taste. So if you make your relationship with the holy name, that is what this expresses, you will taste a relationship, a sweet relationship, which will nourish you. This name is not a material name. Under no circumstances, and it is no less powerful than Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of its being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I wanted to alert you to the fact that this is called the Hare Krishna movement. It is a movement which bears or carries the name of a holy name, the holy names of God. It's the movement of the holy names of God. Why is this the description of our movement, that it carries the names of God? It is because the name is the first form of the Lord in which the Lord comes to the conditioned soul. Srila Vyasadeva expresses this in a rare commentary. He says that the conditioned soul is a very, very limited in his perception of God and of a reality even, because we have a very limited sense of perception and a very limited mind to analyze our perceptions. We are really like ants. Ants have a certain set of senses and a certain way of interpreting sensory data. We humans have also a certain set of senses and a certain way of interpretation, and we can't go beyond that. So the holy name, so Krishna, in order to make himself known to us, has to somehow come in a form in which we can receive him. And he chooses to do so in sound vibration. And from that sound vibration, he will surely, slowly start to reveal himself as his form and so on. I would like to give you a very Vedic understanding of Krishna's revelations from the holy name, and then a very Gaudiya-like, specific to our Gaudiya Vaishnavism way. The gradual revelation of the holy name takes place in three letters, in three levels. The first level is called Adibhautika, the second Adidevika, and the third Adiatmika. What is that? Well, the Adibhautika level is where you see the holy name really like a name of this world. Hare Krishna, you see it a little bit like for instance the word which is expressed in the word Fata Morgana. I don't know, I hope you don't know what that is. Do you have in English the word Fata Morgana? No. Yes, we have Mirage. Manu said Mirage, but that's a Yes. In German we say Fata Morgana. You should also learn a little culture in different cultures. I know I'm impossible, but what to do? I wanted to say Fata Morgana because you don't know what it is. In the beginning, the holy name, you just see it as a combination of letters, something new, something you don't really understand. Hare Krishna, what's that? Like you say, Fata Morgana, what is that? You see it in the beginning like that, a combination of letters, and because it's new to you, you see it as a new combination of letters, something unknown, something which has entered your little world, and you are not really, well, it's something Indian most properly, you speculate about it. That's the Adibhotika level. Adibhotika means the basic understanding in which we conditioned souls see things. Now, when you come to a level which is a little bit higher, you see it on the Adidevika level, and here you see it as a sound vibration which has a certain type of energy embedded in it. Like the yoga community is all about energies. Man, your energy is good. This, the energy in the room has changed since we sang, you know. Something happens in the atmosphere, and you see the holy name also as a spiritual energy. This is the second revelation of the holy name. For a materialist who's really on the gross material platform, he sees the holy name as a combination of unknown letters, like in the word, in the German word Fata Morgana. For a person who is a little bit more subtle, he can see the holy name as sound vibration or a certain type of energy. Now, on the Adhyatmika level, you can see the holy name as a person, like it is said here, Binadvang Nama Namino. The name of Krishna and Krishna himself are identical. Let me give you an example. Who of you has visited the Ganga in Mayapur or the Himalayas? Please write. Oh, that's good. Then you will know what we are. On the first level of being with the Ganga, have you also sat next to the Ganga? It's a wonderful experience. On the first level, you see just there is a mass of water flowing past you, and it's a very you see so much water, and you may think of how this water of the Ganga nourishes northern India, the northern part of India, and so on. You see it on a material level. Now, because you are devotees of Krishna, I think you all have noticed also the second level in which you see Ganga. When you sit before Ganga, have you noticed how peaceful you become? Have you noted that your heart becomes free from anxieties? Have you noted that? We have some very good friends which we will see in a few days, two masters from China in the Qigong tradition. Qi? Qi? That's a subtle energy, Qi, which in Tai Chi, do you know? So they have said, they went to Mayapur and they said, when we were at the Ganga, we felt just pure energy. You know, they're from China, and they can perceive that also because they are masters in the subtle energies. We devotees see it like, oh, it's very purifying. Now, on the third level, and I'm almost sure that many of you have at least a theoretical understanding of this. You see the river no longer as a mass of water, no longer as a spiritual energy which is there. You can see her as a goddess, Mother Ganga, Mother Ganga. When we are in Shida Mayapur, one day before Gopunim, we take a deity from the temple of Mother Ganga. She rides on a crocodile, not an alligator. We carry her in a palanquin down to the shore, or the bank of Mother Ganga, and we then enter Mother Ganga. We take pots of her water, and we go together with the water and that deity of Mother Ganga to the temple, and we understand in some ways the water and the deity are the same. We understand this like this. We say Mother Ganga like this, and many, many, many devotees have seen this aspect of the river, the personality, the divine persona. They have seen this in their meditations, or at least experienced it when they had had an encounter with the goddess. If you want to read some of the accounts of these devotees, and some of them are ISKCON devotees, I refer you to the book Our Mother Ganga. It was written by Jai Vijay Prabhu from the Padayatra. Also, there will soon be a book out in English. It's called The Way of the Great Departure. And in that book, you will also read about an encounter with the goddess. So, just like the Ganga reveals herself in successive ways, the holy name also reveals himself in successive way. I would like to give you an example, because this is so important for what we will do. Look at this text. This print is too small, but you know, in the beginning, when you are not so educated, when you are a child, then you will see this page as a arbitrary combination of black and white spaces. You will see letters, and you will not see more. When you are a little bit more educated, then you will be able to see the meaning of the... you will read it and you will understand, well, there's a meaning in this. This is sentences. And as you become highly, highly evolved, an avid reader of the text, you will understand that there are many more things than there are expressed in the pages. You will see, well, I read this in the past, and this really, the author alludes to this subject matter. It will touch your heart. You will start to go into the text, maybe identify with some of the subject matters and so on. You will not just read any longer just the sentences. You will understand the plot, the meaning, the context. So this is also with the holy name. In the beginning, you will see the holy name just as letters, but as you provide the conditions in which the holy name can reveal himself, you will see an energy coming to you, and later a person coming to you as you chant. So the holy name reveals himself in more, and let me say, increasing amounts of clarity to you as you provide the conditions in which revelation can take place. Just as a person reveals himself only to someone he considers worthy, the holy name will reveal himself only under certain conditions. I was yesterday with three wonderful devotees. I visited them, and we all talked about how we don't, as human beings, we don't reveal all the sides of our personality in public to just anyone and everyone. We reveal ourselves to only selected people whom we have trust in. So the holy name needs to be convinced by you, by your practice, that you are trustworthy devotee, so that he can reveal himself or will reveal himself. Rupa Goswami talks about this. He says, the beginner whose tongue is afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, or ignorance, this inner darkness, cannot taste anything sweet. But it's so wonderful, he says. So he says, as long as we are full of inner darkness, the holy name doesn't reveal its sweetness. But then he says, it's so wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, that's why we take vows to chant a minimum a number of times the holy name, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. Krishna, in other words, although he sees that we are not yet able to see him in his adidevic form, you know, in his divine form, in other words, doesn't leave us. But he is so kind to us that if we just stick with it, that's the American way of saying it, if you just stick it out, stick with the holy name, then he will destroy the disease which keeps you from seeing the holy name, and he will reveal himself. So I do not want to go into too much theory now. There's a lot, you know, to say about all these concepts which I have tried to bring to your kind attention. I want to give you now a taste of good chanting, because this is something like a seminar. It's a little bit different than just a theoretical lecture. After the Kirtan Mela in Germany, I received a poem, and it forgot the poem, but it says something: spiritual life is not a matter of information, it's a matter of true transformation of the heart. I thought that was, and the writer of this little poem said, therefore I like the Kirtan Mela, because after five days of just chanting so much, I really felt different. I was a changed man. And I could understand Prabhupada's promises are true. There is a true spiritual life beyond the body and the mind. The real bliss starts outside of the box, of the body and the mind. So I want to ask you now a question. What do you think are favorable conditions which induce Krishna to reveal himself in the holy name? I would just like to have a short short answers because of time. Just short sentences, one sentence is enough. Favorable conditions which you can create that induce or move Krishna to reveal himself. Mm-hmm. Yes, Prabhu?
Crying out in the mood of the baby.
Crying out in the mood of the baby. Rohini! No? Rohini Priya. Yeah. Huh? Rohini Kumar, yeah. Say? An unoffensive mentality. Cleanliness. Clean heart. Clean heart. Yes. Humility. Yes. Complete attentiveness to hearing. Shesha Prabhu. Devotion. Mm-hmm. Chanting under the guidance of a pure devotee and service, yes.
In the association of like-minded people.
Oh, we get a good list together. Wonderful, yes.
Sincerity
has to be there. Mm-hmm.
Non-envy
has to be there.
A heart full of gratitude.
How nice you say. Yes. Sadhana, spiritual practice, yes. Satisfying Guru and Guranga. I hope you say things which you also work with. Yeah, it's not a theoretical, but a practical workshop. Mm-hmm.
Strong desire.
Strong desire. Do you have it? Good. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Humble state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Great feeling.
I will say something completely different than you all said, and you will go, wow. But I wanted to see what you know. What is he? Without false ego. Vada Hari Prabhu. With a hunger and eagerness. Yes. Conscious chanting?
Constant.
Acha. These are
getting up early, being clean,
and all that. Yes. Mahamaya. Begging for acceptance.
Fear of
Maya. Prabhupada did say this, yes. And, yes. With a mood of surrender, yes. Yeah. I think really you have said excellent answers, and I know more are going to come. I will surprise you a little bit. I believe there are two keys which encompass or have this what you said, which include what you said. And we became aware of these keys after giving many, many japa retreats and kirtan retreats and just trying to find out how to help the non-chanting majority of ISKCON to chant again with great taste. I'm saying it so stark and almost provocative to make you interested. Many of our devotees are not giving chanting their prime attention because after trying, they do not have found the taste. It's one of the many things, and it gets not the first place of priority. and it is done during car driving or late night hours and so on. The day is clearly organized, not with the priority to chant 16 offenseless rounds. That's the reality. And after thinking and thinking, what can help us to chant? We discovered in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's seminal book, you know, seed-giving book, Harinam Chintamani, two answers. Chant with Sambandha and Seva, because this will destroy avidya and aparada. This is now a cryptic answer. Let us unpack this answer and understand it. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states in Harinam Chintamani, 3rd chapter, text 15, that if we chant with no awareness of our relationship with Krishna, we will only attain a shadow of the holy name and not the real name. So what do you feel when you only have the shadow of something? You will feel a deep frustration. Imagine in relationships, there's only the shadow of your friend, or the shadow of your wife, or the shadow of your child. They don't speak. They don't have an initiative of their own. It's a lifeless semblance of the real thing. Or let us make it very understandable in ISKCON terms. Sunday feast is on Sunday. Then the temple president says, because of economic reasons, we have only cooked one pizza for all of the community. But don't worry, you will get the shadow of the pizza. And he shines a light on the pizza. There's a shadow. You will find caperis and olives and the best cheese ever. And the same thing he does with all the preps. Yes, it looks like a pizza. It looks like a Sunday feast, but it's not. It doesn't nourish you. So and you will remain hungry, and you will go somewhere else and rob the Walmart, you know, eventually, because you're so hungry. So if you only have the shadow of the holy name, not the real substantial name, you will remain spiritually weak and feel not nourished. To end the shadow chanting, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends a simple meditation that fixes you as a chanter in relationship to Krishna. And we will do this meditation in a few minutes. It starts with understanding that I'm an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. That's the space from which you can chant. Just like in communication, if I want to communicate with let us say, Badahari Prabhu, he's friendly inclined towards me, and so on. I have to speak his language. I can't address him in German. Wenn ich nur Deutsch spreche, wird es keine Kommunikation geben. Did you understand? I think you understood because of the word Kommunikation. That's communication. I said, if I only speak German, then no communication will take place. No? I have to do the minimum prerequisite that is in that relationship, that is, I have to relate to him through the language. So in the same way, if I want a communication with the holy name, a connection with the holy name, I have to do it from this first space. My language is here different. He understands Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. My language is a language of consciousness in which I have to enter.
That is, I have to enter into the awareness that I'm a small part of Krishna and the eternal servant. Then the B, point B, it's Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. I can only approach Krishna and his holy name if I understand he is above me and I am, below him, I'm his servant. No? Then you need to have a healthy relationship to this world. And now fasten your seatbelt. This is revolutionary what you hear now. The material world is a prison house only there to reform my absent-minded tendencies. I'm so absent-minded of that relationship. So the lessons in the world bring me to understand, ah, Krishna, I'm yours. I really want to enter this. So I would like to now not speak theoretically. I want to speak practically. And I want to teach you these by giving you a little experience of chanting with a sense of relationship. Are you into this? Yes. Would you try? Because we don't have much time, and the younger generation must feel now the pangs of hunger at this time. You know, it's before breakfast, and they have a good digestion. So I need to really have your full attention. Let me see. I will put you into a meditative state of trance. Is that all right for you, or is it too extraordinary? Don't worry, I won't hypnotize you. Hare Krishna. Because we are in the temple room, we won't do it like somewhere else. It will be just a very light experience. I request you to sit tall. It helps if you face to the deities, not to me. I will just give you instructions. What we will do is, we will just a little bit relax ourselves and bring ourselves to this space, just a little, 30 seconds. And then I will read different verses which have different concepts to you and guide you to chant together in one voice the Maha Mantra. And I will give you certain instructions which come from this space of chanting in a relationship and later chanting for Krishna's pleasure, Radha Syam Sundar's pleasure, and not for our own pleasure. I will read certain prayers to you, and I hope you will be able to follow. It will take about 10 minutes and then we will enter our thing. So please fix your gaze on the beautiful form of Radha Syam Sundar. Please become aware that we have this precious 10 minutes to concentrate ourselves exclusively on our relationship with our beloved deities. Just to help you to become a little bit more peaceful and to lose the awareness of the different duties and appointments which wait for you, I request you to very mildly concentrate your attention on your in and outgoing breath. Breathe out longer than you breathe in. This will deepen your breath, and always stay with your breath. Whenever you exhale, exhale consciously longer than you inhale. Get it all out. I know when you are not doing this regularly, it's a little bit unusual. Let your mind not protest because it's unusual. Now, just gently concentrate on the in and outgoing breath. You can close your eyes or look at the deities as you wish. On exhale, relax your legs and your feet. You need to sit tall so that you don't fall on the ground. Go to the trunk of your body and on an exhale, totally relax it. Now your shoulders, or some of you have very tense shoulders, and arms. Now your facial muscles. Please understand that you are not the body. Bring your attention to the heart space where you, the eternal soul, reside. I will read to you now a verse. Although your body may look beautiful now, although it is strong, and for some of us older people, although it is still living, your body will inevitably die and be transformed back into the five elements. You will die as you know yourself when you identify only with the body. Your death will come, take everything material away, what is the cure for this, you may ask. Think deeply. Only if you enter into a relationship with Krishna will you be cured of the disease of birth and death. As a meditation which the scriptures say we should do, If we want to enter into a relationship with Krishna, it's a prayer. Listen to this prayer and either look at the deities or just communicate with Krishna in your heart. I am by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my misfortune, I have been inimical toward him from time immemorial. I have identified myself with my body, and I have wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death. I have been suffering the burning threefold miseries. But there's hope. As a result of some unimaginable good fortune, my spiritual master's mercy has enabled me to know that I am Krishna's eternal servant, an individual spiritual being, completely aloof and beyond the gross and subtle body. Now, by the order of my spiritual master, I have obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet. I can actually follow in his footsteps and serve Sri Sri Radha Syama Sunda. The scriptures say one should pray, O Sri Sri Radha Krishna, please rescue me from the ocean of birth and death. Please free me from the troubles born from material relationships. I beg you, please break into pieces the fears of your surrendered devotee. O Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sunda, today I place myself and everything I possess, both in this life and in the next, at your lotus feet. If you look at me, you will see I am the home of all offenses. I have given up my spiritual duties. Really, I have no shelter. O Sri Sri Radha Krishna, O my lords, please become my shelter. O Master of Radha, I am yours. O beloved of Lord Krishna, I am yours. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me, a sinner and an offender, in your service. Now from this position, from that space now, we will sing together, but try to now bring your consciousness to the holy name and address Radha Shyam Sundar.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Bring your mind.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
End shadow chanting. If you really want to end the shadow chanting, which doesn't nourish you and doesn't please Krishna so much, the little it pleases him, you must chant with a relationship. It's all about a relationship. You should come before Radha Syam Sundar and chant for your pleasure. Chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Relationship means there must be a connection. A connection. What connection you can have to Radha and Krishna? Service is the answer. So therefore, when you chant, chant in this mood. Chant in a prayerful mood where you say, my dear Srimati Radharani, my dear Sri Krishna, please accept me again in your service. Please chant now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please, in one voice, this is your last mantra. You will certainly die. One day you will have your last mantra. Try to imagine that this is your last mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
One more mantra has been granted to you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
what keeps us from good chanting are just two factors. Avidya, that means the inner ignorance of who we are, and aparada, that means offenses which we do because of the covering of this avidya. And these two things which block us from good chanting can be removed by sambandha, entering into a relationship while we chant. We are eternal souls and we are servants of Krishna. And then by chanting in a service attitude, that is to give pleasure. Who said you should enjoy your japa? You should give enjoyment with your japa. It's a different orientation, and that will free you from the dark cloud of aparadha, offenses. When you are in a service mood, offenses cannot stand, because the service mood kills the ego. Hare Krishna. Oh, removes. I thank you very much. I realize that you are in a different space. What happened to you? You're more reflective. It's so easy, and you don't have to do this. Radhanath Maharaj always says this seminar stuff. <You know? laughs> It's not about that. It's just about sit down when you chant and you just do this little step. I'm your servant. I'm not the body. I'm something else. I'm a vibrant individual soul, a dancer in your pastimes, whatever, you know. Don't speculate what you are, and what is your constitutional position. That will be revealed by the holy name, and then just avoid these unbecoming bad behaviors in mind and deed. That means the offenses, and it will come to you. The holy name wants to reveal himself to you. It's not that he doesn't want, it's not that he likes if you just go, oh, I have to finish my rounds, or I have given up already on my rounds, there's no chance for me, you know. No, the holy name wants to help you. Just do these two things. Doesn't this sound like Prabhupada to you? You are not the body and the soul. Have you heard that before? You know, so what does a soul? As a soul, you are part and parcel of Krishna. Have you heard that? Is it new or is it old? It's common knowledge. And then, please accept me in your service. Have you heard that? That is basic but very profound teachings, which when you just are so kind to realize these teachings, you will become very self-realized. Hare Krishna. I want to end now the session, because otherwise everyone has to run away. I realize the day is there and your duties are there. So if you find time during the day, tell someone what went on for you in this morning session. Usually I do it right now, but everyone would flee the temple room if I would now make an active learning situation, because I realize we are more than half an hour, we are three quarters of an hour too late. It's a scandal. I know. We will stop this now. See you tonight, if you have time. Tonight we come to a very delicious subject which will bring us into the temple of the heart. I wish you a wonderful day. May Krishna fulfill all your desires. Hare Krishna. Thank you.